Thank you for listening to the Mutual Audio Network. Please, don't turn that dial.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
The following episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd was recorded in front of a live audience on September 2nd, 2007. It was recorded as part of the DragonCon 2007 podcasting track at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Atlanta, Georgia.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week, starring Lonnie Tupu as William Atack.
Welcome to The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Live! We begin this episode in the sleeping quarters of Dr. Floyd's young protege, Dr. Grant. Dr. Grant is just waking up from a fitful night of sleep when he notices a letter on his bedside table. As he opens the letter, he wonders who it is from.
I wonder who this is from. Hey, it's from Dr. Floyd. Let me read it.
Dear Dr. Grant, as you know, your big end of the year final in Protege 101 class is coming up soon. To help you prepare for the test, I've decided to put you in charge today. So make sure that you use that big old head of yours, because today it's your job to keep an eye on Dr. Steve. Enclosed, please find the keys to the time and spaceship. Make sure you mind your driving, dagnabbit. Yours in science, Dr. Floyd. P.S. Chips won't be around today either. P.P.S. This has nothing to do with Chips and I spending all day at DollyCon, the Dolly Parton convention.
Golly, I'm in charge. I better go keep an eye on Dr. Steve.
As Dr. Grant rushes to change out of his Bob the Builder pajamas, let's go check in on evil mastermind Dr. Steve's ourselves. We find the ragged ruffian standing on the street corner outside his secret lair trying to hail a taxi.
It's no use, Fidget. These taxis just won't stop, and my arm's about to fall off from waving it so much. Whistling? Does that really work with taxis? I thought that only worked in movies.
Give it a look.
All right.
You can't whistle?
No, I can't whistle. I was always too busy playing my Atari 2600 as a child to be bothered to learn how. Oh, I wish I had a real whistle. Then we could... Wait a second. Fidget, that's it. A real whistle. Quick, back to our secret lair. We need to make a time jump.
Where are we going?
We are going to New Zealand in June of 1884 to pay a little visit to one Mr. William Atack. William Atack is credited with being the first referee to use a whistle in a sporting event. We are going to jump back in time and steal that whistle. Then, we'll be able to stop any taxi we want, and afterwards, we'll sell it on eBay for a tidy sum. Quick, Fidget, to our time and spaceship!
As Dr. Steve and Fidget race off to their time and spaceship, let's make a time jump of our own back to New Zealand in the year 1884. It's here we find William Atack visiting with a friend.
So how was the game today, William?
More of the same. Those rugby players are a wild bunch and they just won't listen. I wind up telling most of the, yelling it most of the time, and out by the end of the game, my throat is so sore.
I can't imagine.
Well, I've been trying to find something to help me get their attention. I tried this. Both teams broke into, "For he's a jolly good fellow."
They didn't sing Happy Birthday.
No, they couldn't afford the rights.
What a bunch of party poopers.
Then I tried this.
Did that work?
I'm not sure. The game was called off immediately after.
Because of rain?
No, ducks. The little buggers covered the whole field.
I bet that ruffled a few feathers.
No! You know, Gene, your puns aren't helping.
Sorry, I just thought they'd fit the bill, seeing as how you're so down. I didn't mean to run afoul.
Would you knock it off? What time is it anyway?
Almost noon.
Well, I'd better call in the dog so I can feed her. Let me just use my whistle here. Hold on a minute. Gene, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Your dog sounds a little sick.
No. No. This whistle. This just may be what I need to keep order during the rugby game. Uh-oh, someone's here. Hello. Who are you?
Good day, sir. We are time travellers.
Time travellers?
Oh, right. We're just simple men from your own timeline, and while my assistant and I were eavesdropping at your door, we couldn't help but to hear your whistle.
Why, I just blew it in to call in the dog.
Yes, I see, but I also couldn't help but notice that your whistle sounds a little dirty.
Dirty?
Yes, one can always tell the difference between a whistle that is dirty and one that is well-washed.
Really?
Oh, yes, sir. And one certainly wants to blow a dirty whistle, especially if one's going to be if it's going to be the first whistle that's going to be used in a sporting event.
Yeah, you're probably right. What am I going to do?
Well, it's very lucky that I just happened by. Let me introduce myself. My name is Willie Wilhelm, owner of Willie Wilhelm's Whistle Washing Service. Our motto is, we wash your whistle without water while you wait. Wednesdays excluded.
Well, in that case, it certainly is lucky for me that you happened by. Willie Wilhelm, will you wash my whistle?
Without waiting one more wink.
Wonderful.
As Dr. Steve goes about washing William Atak's whistle, let's turn our attention to the bushes outside Mr. Atak's home, where we find Dr. Grant spying on Dr. Steve and Fidget's dirty dealings.
Oh, no! Dr. Steve is going to try and steal William Atak's whistle. What am I going to do? I could just hop out and yell at Dr. Steve to stop. Oh, but he's not afraid of me, and he'd just run off. The only person Dr. Steve is afraid of is Dr. Floyd. Dr. Floyd and... wait! That's it! I've got to make a time jump to New Jersey in 1778!
As Dr. Grant races off to 1778, let's return to the house of William Atak, where Dr. Steve is just finishing up the washing of the whistle.
There, all done. What do you think?
Well, that certainly is cleaner, isn't it, Gene?
Sure is.
Well, here, let me try it out.
Oh, I would love to let you, but there's just one little problem.
What's that?
I'm going to steal it. Run, Fidget, run!
Wait! My whistle!
Dr. Steve runs out of the door of William Atak's house and down the front path towards his time and spaceship.
Come on, Fidget. We've got to...
Hold it right there, pal.
What? Who?
Dr. Steve spins around and comes face to face with none other than the American Revolutionary War heroine, Molly Pitcher.
Why, it's American Revolutionary War heroine, Molly Pitcher. I'd forgotten all about meeting you.
Yeah, well, I haven't forgotten about you trying to steal my pitcher. And now I hear you're trying to steal some guy's whistle.
No, I'm not. I've got it right here, see?
Give me that.
Molly Pitcher grabs the whistle from Dr. Steve and then begins pummeling the nincompoop.
Ow, oh, ow, hey, ouch, ooh, run, Fidget, run!
Dr. Steve and Fidget run off to their time and spaceship just as William Atak runs up to Molly Pitcher and Dr. Grant comes out of the bushes.
Thank you so much for saving my whistle, madam.
Hey, any chance I get to put that professional smart aleck in his place, I take.
Oh, you certainly are tough. Have you ever thought about playing rugby?
Rugby?
Yeah.
Rugby?
Yeah, rugby. It's a little like your American football.
Football?
Actually, Miss Pitcher and I should probably be going.
Well, are you sure you don't want to go for a walk in our countryside before you go?
Hey, that might be fun. It's a lot more picturesque. The New Jersey.
Yes, we could all go for a walk in the hills.
No, thank you. Molly, I should really get you back to your own time. Besides, every time I go for a walk in the hills of New Zealand, I get the feeling that a bunch of orcs are going to attack me at any moment.
Orcs?
Never mind. Let's go, Molly. Goodbye, Mr. Atak.
Goodbye, and thanks for rescuing my whistle. Rescuing my whistle? Rescuing my whistle? Rescuing my whistle.
No problem. Bye.
And after saving the day all on his own, Dr. Grant is off in his own time and spaceship, returning Molly Pitcher to 1778. Where will Dr. Steve and Fidget plot to go next in history? Will Dr. Grant be able to pass his protege 101 class? And just what did William Atak think about meeting Dr. Steve and Fidget?
Time travelers, how they show up and cause nothing but trouble.
Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd!
Episode number SE014 of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred special guest Lonnie Tupu as William Atak. www.lonnietupu.net. That's www.lanitupu.net. Carla Ulbrich as Molly Pitcher. www.carlau.com. Mer Lafferty as the narrator. www.merlafferty.com. That's www.murlafferty.com. Jared Axelrod as Gene. www.jaredaxelrod.com. and Gene Pryor on sound effects. www.druidsfire.com. Special thanks to the staff of the Dragon Con podcasting track. www.dragonpod.com. That's www.dragon-pod.com. Episode number SE014 of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2007 Dr. Floyd Industries. All rights reserved. Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's now time for Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation Rangers secret message for you members of the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation. Remember, kids, only official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers can decode Dr. Floyd's secret message with the secret decoder ring available only from www.imaginationranger.com. All right, grab your secret decoder rings and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Remember, Dr. Floyd is counting on you. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number SE014, Wet Your Whistle. 14, 5, 8, 13, 3, 23, 23, 18, 17, 3, 2, 5, 18, 15, 14, 23, 18, 15, 23, 23, 24, 14, 5, 8, 16, 8, 3. And that was a message from Dr. Floyd himself to all his Imagination Nation Rangers. You can join Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation and become an Imagination Nation Ranger only at www.imaginationranger.com. And until next time, set your imagination to fun!
Classical and brand new audio dramas through the Mutual Audio Network. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or iHeartRadio today. There's 8 different podcasts, one for each day of the week and genre, and the Mutual Audio Network broadcast feed so you don't miss a day of your favorite shows. Subscribe to Mutual Audio tonight. Good night.